Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Haisa Shalema. What if this earthenware kli, which is blocking the opening between the downstairs and the upstairs, that hole in the ceiling, is complete? There's no hole in it. So Beis Hillel said, Matzela Salakol, that earthenware kli can save everything that's in the attic, because that earthenware pot will be a chatzitza before the tumma, since it's the tumah doesn't be metame the kli from the back of it. We're talking about where the kli is facing upwards into the attic. Therefore, everything in the attic is going to be tahar. Beis Shammai says, "Eina matzelas ela al ha'oicholin v'al ha'mashkin v'al kli klei charis." It's only matzel. It only protects from being mekabel tumah food, drink, and earthenware kelim. Meaning, anything which you cannot be metaher by putting it into a mikvah remains tahar. So food does not become tahar by going to the mikvah, drinks do not, and a kli cheres also does not. However, anything which could go to the mikvah, there's a gezeira d'rabbanan, a rabbinic decree, to say that they do maintain the status of tumah, and the mefarshim explain, because where it goes or make a gezeira, maybe the pot will belong to an am ha'aretz, and it's actually tamei anyway, since am ha'aretz, simpletons, the unlearned person doesn't really know well the laws of tumah and tahara, so therefore we assume all of their utensils are tamei. Chazu Beis Hillel lahayris k'tiv Beis Shammai. When Beis Hillel heard this logic, they agreed with Beis Shammai that although they initially said that a intact kli cheres, an intact earthenware kli, will be a chatzitza and will minimize the space of the opening between the downstairs and the upstairs, they agreed with Beis Shammai that anything upstairs that could go to the mikvah should be put in the mikvah as a decree. Perhaps that pot might belong to a am ha'aretz, to an unlearned person. Mishnah Dalet. Login if you have a pitcher, shu mali mashkin tyran, a pitcher of wood or of metal, which is full of kosher drink, kosher liquid. And that is what's blocking the opening from downstairs to the upstairs. So the last two Mishnayos we were talking about, where you have a downstairs and upstairs with a hole in the ceiling of the downstairs, which is the floor of the upstairs, and a earthenware kli is minimizing that space. Now we're switching to not an earthenware kli, but a wooden or a metal kli, which are mekabel toma from the back of the kli. So if it's full of mashkin tahirin, liquid which is tahar, and you have tuma, a mace, downstairs, halugin tame, tumas shiva, the pitcher itself, the wooden or metal pitcher, will be tame, the most strict tuma, which is a 7-day tuma. The hamashkin, but the drink that's inside of it, or the liquid, is tahar, is going to be considered pure, and it will not be tame, reason being, because the pot is minimizing the space between the downstairs and the upstairs. The pot itself becomes tame, because this halacha, that a kli is not mekabel tuma me'achayrav, that it, from the back side of the kli, the exterior of the kli, is not mekabel tuma, only applies to cheres. In this case, where it is wood or metal, the kli becomes tame from the outside as well. However, it will block the tuma from going further. Therefore, the drink, the liquid that's inside the kli, will maintain its status of tahara. V'impinan b'chli acher, however, if he then poured the liquid into another kli, then tameim, it's going to be tame, because the other kalim will make the drink, once it goes into it, as tame. Now, why? Because we just discussed in the last Mishnah that the Chachamim said anything which could be put in the mikvah should be put in the mikvah and maintains the status of tumah. This kli itself, though, as long as the liquid is in it, the Chachamim did not decree that it should be metame, the mashke that's inside of it. Ha'isha shehilasha ba'areva, if a woman is kneading dough in the upstairs where you have a pot blocking the tuma from coming upstairs. In that case, ha'isha v'ha'areva tumeim tumashiva, the woman who could go to the mikvah and the pot which could be put in the mikvah maintain the tuma of 7 days, rabbinically as we discussed. V'ha'batzik, but the dough itself, which cannot be put in the mikvah, tahar, maintains the status of tahara. Vimpinato l'kliyacher, but if she took the dough out of that pot and put it into another pot, tame, now the dough becomes tame because of the second pot. The dough does not become tame because of the pot that it's in, as we just said regarding the liquids, that the initial pot which the liquid is in, which blocks the tumah from coming upstairs, would not be metame the liquid that's in it, only if the liquid is transferred to another kli. And the same thing applies to foods that were in a kli at the time that the tumah came. Those foods do not become tame until the food is transferred to another kli. Chazu beis Hillel, lahayus k'tivi beis Shammai. Beis Hillel then changed their position and agreed with what Beis Shammai's position was in this past Mishnah because of their agreement in the prior Mishnah, as we discussed earlier.